This is W2TTT. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Gee, very good. That's always what we want to hear. All right. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Net meets weekly on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. It is for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the underlying science, technologies that we employ. It's about our operations, things we've done, things we aspire to do, things we never want to do again. Maybe some things we want to revisit. That's all good. And it's also an opportunity to post your for sale swap or wanted items. So we check in with a kind of a different way of doing things. We check in with your call sign, your name, and then you indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale swap or wanted item, or some combination of those things, or none of the above. You might ask, why none of the above? Well, that way we know how to target the net to your needs. If you're not there, we don't know how to frame the context of the subjects, or even what subjects to bring up. So do check in, even if you don't think you have anything to contribute. Alrighty, couple other little bits of housekeeping. This net runs on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. The offset is minus 600 kilohertz. The PL tone is 141.3. That's 141.3. And if you are a member, and only if you are a member of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, you may choose to access the net via the Echo Link, K2 Foxtrot Juliet Lima. One other thing, we're not sure, but I have to check. If you go to amateurradio.tangovictor, you should find recent recordings of our net. And we also have a Yahoo group, which is Comtech Group. It's one word. Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar Uniform Papa, Comtech Group, Yahoo Group. It's a closed Yahoo group, so either send me an invite request or, via the interface that the Yahoo group interface provides, or if you can't find it or don't know how to deal with that, just shoot me a note at whiskey2tango@arl.net. Alrighty, so before we keep people busy too long, let's start checking people in. Stations whose call sign begin with the letter whiskey, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is Whiskey 2, Papa Delta Quebec, Richard in Clifton, New Jersey. No comments.
This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Charlie. Jim, none of the above, or?
Okay, I'm expecting to do this. So, W2PDQ, Richard, good evening to you. And Jim, W2JC. Jim, you have some announcements regarding some Fairlawn stuff, I believe, yes?
This W2JC, I could accommodate that if you wish, sure.
I think that's entirely appropriate, so I'm going to put you down for a comment. And let's see, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Indian Sierra Echo, Bob, and no comments.
Yeah, I got Bob, WA2ISC. Who was the station to double with Bob?
W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Don. I got you all squared away. And by the way, thank you for running the net last week. And any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, W822SD in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Good evening, Jim. Got you in Pearl River. Any other... Actually, Jim, I want to put you down for a comment to talk about your nets, too, if you don't mind. I think that would be appropriate. And if you would talk about the other nets that Marco runs as well, I'd appreciate that. Yeah, the digital ones. I'll put you down for a comment for that. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, just listening.
Good evening, Sir Charles. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, Tango Uniform, Chris, just listening.
Good evening, Chris. Good to hear you. Boy, my phone is getting really smart and starting to fill in people. Hysterical. All right, very good. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about Alphas? Okay, how about Novembers?
K2BAR, this is N8MAR, David. Hello, Gordon. Hello, everyone on the net.
Good evening, David. Nice to hear you as well. Alrighty. Let's see. Your intentions are just listening, David?
Yeah, apologies. I forgot to say. No questions, no comments.
Okay, no problem. Any other Novembers? Okay, very good. Any Kilos?
Two.
Any stations whose call sign begins with Kilo? I double with somebody. Kilos, please.
New Hike Park, me.
Okay, we have a station logging in without the benefit of tone. Station is transmitting. You're going to have to check in a little bit, but you need to put a tone of 141.3 on. 141.3 is the tone of the repeater, so do try to get that done. Are there any other stations whose call signs begin with Kilo?
E2FIU, this is George in Queens. Hello, Gordon.
Good evening, George. Nice to hear you, and... what are your intentions, sir?
Just listening right now.
K2FIU. Wait, it's KD2FIU, right?
Hey, Kilo Delta.
Sorry, all of a sudden I got a brain fart here. All right, very good. Thank you, George. All righty. Any other Kilos?
2AMI, Tony. With maybe a comment.
Okay, Tony. Very good. Yeah, I think that's entirely appropriate. Got you down. Any other Kilos? All right. Any other stations other than on Echolink? I'll come to Echolink next after that. Okay, any stations on Echolink, please call now.
Ken.
All right, I got a station with Ken. Who is Ken? I mean, I don't think you have tone on. Okay, station whose name is Ken, you need to implement a tone of 141.3. All right. Are there any stations on Echolink? All righty. Well, let's get to it. W2JEK, Don, it's your ball, K2BAR.
K2BAR, the net W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Barra's next VE session will be on October 8th, which is a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, at the Westwood Regional High School, where we're having our ham fest. Said we're at 8 o'clock. The test fee is $15. Please bring some ID, like a driver's license or a passport with a photo on it, or two forms of non-photo ID. And if you don't have a license, you'll need your social security number, unless you have a commercial license with an FRN number on it. In that case, we will need the FRN number, even though it isn't for an amateur license. If you want a license, please bring your license and a copy of that license. If you wish to use a calculator, you may bring one, but the memory must be empty. iPods, cell phones, other devices may not be used as calculators. Back to net, W2JEK.
Alrighty, very good. Anybody have any questions or comments for Don regarding the upcoming test sessions or licensing in general?
This is N2OEL, just checking in.
N2OEL, you were going to be my next announcement, but okay. Go ahead, Noel. N2OEL, K2BAR.
No, let's finish Don's comments first.
Yeah, I'm just paranoid that you're going to end up dropping. But okay, no problem. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, this is W2JEK again. People who've had a technician license granted before March 21st, 1987, TESTA is the same test as the general exam. The same one written test was just good for both the technician and the general exam. The only difference was the technician had a 5-word-a-minute code test. General had a 13-word-a-minute code test. But since the code is going away, it's a requirement, we can type or upgrade these people at a test session, become from technician to a general. Also, people whose licenses have expired beyond the 2-year grace period can get back into the ham radio hobby again by taking the current technician exam, and if they've had a general or an advanced or extra class license, they can show their proof that they had these licenses and come back as a generals, come back as generals, advanced will come back as an advanced because the more advanced licenses are being issued, and extras will come back as extras. So people, if you know anybody in that situation, let them know and let them get in touch with me. Back to net, WTJK.
Is that just a small correction? Advanced come back as generals?
That's the Rogers. No more advanced licenses are being issued, so they will come. In other words, they'll get credit to bring them in as a general. They're not extras. They had passed the extra exam. If an extra had let his license lapse beyond the 2-year period and passed the current technician exam, he would come back as an extra. But there are no more no more advanced licenses being issued at this time.
Right. Very good. I think you might have bumble-farted that a little bit when you first said it, but I understood. All right, very good. Anybody else have any questions for Don? Okay, anything else from you, Don?
I think that's all for now. Back to net, W2JK. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. And I'm going to just kind of put Noel to the top of the queue because he's on Echo Link, and he's had some adventures in the last 72 hours, so I'll let everybody hear from Noel about his adventures in 2AL, K2BAR.
K2BAR, the group, this is Ed Royal. I'm not on Echo Link. I'm on a Baofeng 8-watt HD with an antenna that looks to be about 54 inches, maybe. That I used the last time I was in nursing home. I'm in Valley Hospital in Ridgewood. Had my heart valve, the aortic valve, replaced Tuesday morning. Would have been out of here today, except there was a minor malfunction, tore a stitch, and keeping me from coming. The stitch is deep inside, and it keeps giving me blood. I think I'm up to 7 pints so far. So I gotta wait till this thing heals before they'll let me out. But I'm hoping to make the bear me. Take your BR and do all you.
Let me help you with this. It's Thursday night. You're going to plan to make the bar meeting on Sunday?
Why not? I have a handicap van.
I love the way you think, Noel. This is an inspirational guy. All right. Very good. Anybody? comments for Noel other than yay, he's doing well. Well, Noel, would you like to add anything more? This is excellent news.
A bit more. I just locked in bed for the next day or two to build this and heal. I'll talk to you later. Take care and throw you up.
Very good, Noel. Oh, welcome. And this is super. And yeah, I'd forgotten that you were doing this in Valley. So super, super. Alrighty. Alright, K2AMI. It's your ball, Mr. Tony. K2BAR.
The repeater to drop again. Alright, K2AMI here, Tony here. And then basically, the two announcements I have is that this coming Sunday is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association monthly meeting. And at that meeting, we're going to have a show and tell program, in which case guys who have built things or have bought things that are unusual or different, who want to explain how a new radio works, or built the circuit or some ingenious device that would be explainable on ham radio, please bring it to the Barra meeting, and it'll be part of our program. And of course, coming up on October the 8th is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Ham Fest. Now, we have sent out an email. You should have gotten an email from Barra. And if you open the attachment, you'll find a copy of the Barra flyer. Now, years ago, we used to pass out paper flyers, as many as we could, as many hamfests as we could. But it's gotten now to the technology world where we send out an email with our Barra flyer on it. And it, again, pertains to the October 8th Saturday, which is our Barra Hamfest. Or welcome. It's only $5 to get in. My wife goes to some of these craft fairs around here, and it's more expensive than that, so $5 is not much. Even I understand there's a maker fair over in New York, and they get like $25 to get into the maker fair. So $5 is a bargain today. Please come to the Barra Hamfest. Look around. Maybe you find something you can use, or a friend you want to visit you haven't seen in quite a while. Back to net.
Excellent, Tony. Very good. Anybody have any questions?
K2, TRW, late check-in.
Okay, very good. I got you, Kai. What are your intentions?
Since I just stepped in at the Hamfest announcement, I would like to say that I will be there, and I will be selling, possibly, with new products. Back to
that. Okay, very good. Any questions for Tony? From anybody regarding the Hamfest? Tony, any other announcements?
Up to date until the next time.
Okay, very good. And just to remind everybody, that is October...
October the 8th. Okay, again, all this information is available on the Barra website, www.barra.org.
Okay, and feel free to forward that out to your friends and wherever they may be to encourage them to come to the Hamfest, and that would be great. As Tony said, you get to buy some treasures, sell some junk, and, you know, above and beyond, you'd be able to... get some progress on catching up with old friends, which is another good thing too. Thank you, Tony. All right, Jim W2JC. I think you have some announcements. It's going to be one of those ham radio weekends, isn't it?
Hey, to BAR from W2JC. It certainly is. let's see. First of all. Following up on the Barra testing announcement, if anybody can't make a Friday night, Fairlawn offers license testing on Saturday morning, and the next one will be October 15th. And all the details that Mr. J.E.K. gave us hold for this one also, because they're all FCC rules. Let's see. A news announcement. The town of Fairlawn, at their council meeting, I believe it was last Tuesday, proclaimed the month of October in the town of Fairlawn as Amateur Radio Month. And they gave the Fairlawn Club a very nice proclamation, printed and framed and all that kind of stuff, presented at the council meeting. Wait. Okay, Friday, which is tomorrow night, at 7 o'clock, the Fairlawn Club is hosting two speakers, both of whom will be talking about QSLing and how to use the Bureau and how to use the online 21st century QSLing and that kind of stuff. That's at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Fairlawn Senior Center, not at the Fairlawn Club itself, because we have more space at the Senior Center and they don't throw us out at 9 o'clock. And along with QSLs, I just got the notice today that in November the league is raising the fees for sending cards through the outgoing QSL Bureau. Wait. Okay, on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the Fairlawn Club is celebrating its 60th anniversary year with an open house on Saturday and Sunday. Open house at the clubhouse, and they're going to be on the air making contact for the special event with 60th anniversary QSL cards and whatever. And if you'd like to see the times and the frequencies that we're planning to be on, just go to blog, B-L-O-G, dot Fairlawn, A-R-C, dot org, and you'll see the article there. Wait. Okay, it was briefly mentioned, I think Tony mentioned it. There's a Maker Fair, the World Maker Fair, the biggest one, is this weekend also at the Flushing Meadow Park, the Hall of Science. And I can vouch, having gone there the last 2 years, that it's very interesting. A lot of stuff to see, a lot of hobby stuff, not necessarily just electronics, but very interesting. The best way to get there is take the number 7 subway, because you don't want to drive and try to park out there. Wait. And the final thing on my list, don't forget that whatever you buy at the Barra Hamfest, you can sell at the Fairlawn Auction, which is going to be the day after Thanksgiving, as it always is. Over.
Yeah, that's quite a list. Alrighty, so we can start Friday night off at the Fairlawn Senior Center with two speakers on 21st century QSLing. That's pretty cool. And then we have the 12 to 4, is it, Saturday and Sunday anniversary special event station and the club station. And then Sunday we have the Barra meeting, which is show and tell at the the Township of Washington, Township Hall and senior room. That's pretty awesome. Pretty. And I've got two boys going for their Eagle Board of Review on Sunday afternoon. Busy, busy. Alrighty. Let's see now. Any questions for Jim? Anything you want to follow up with, Jim?
Oh, I think I took enough time.
Okay, very good. Alright, well, as one who has played with D-Star, and, you know, it's pretty cool for the networked voice to a point, I kind of gave up on it because I thought it was just unreliable, and wasn't thrilled with their data modes either. So I took a hiatus from digital operation for a bit, and I have a receive capability for P25 in one of my UHF radios, but don't, you know, have the transmit, and that's not really all that necessary. But last year I got a little interested in DMR and frankly wasn't using it that much. And I've got a little more active in the last couple of weeks, courtesy of the joint Barra and Fairlawn portable day last week, which I think was excellent. Had a great time, got lots of pictures, which I will send to the requisite authorities in both clubs. And let's see, the other point was that I also, along last year, acquired a couple of Fusion radios. These are Yaesu FTM-400s, and which also do APRS, which is, while it's an analog mode, it's packet, basically. So I get FM packet and FM voice packet and we call it Fusion out of that radio. So I've been having a lot of fun with those, both, and I thought I'd ask, first, Jim, WA2UMP, to remind us of some of the nets and some of the things that people can do, and maybe Kai can take some questions on digital opportunities and operations. I thought it might be a fun topic tonight. WA2UMP, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2UMP. Yeah, good evening, Gordon. Okay, having lots of fun on the digital modes. I've been into ham radio. I've been licensed since 1974. Always finding new things to experiment with and have lots of fun. Anyway, there are local nets in the area that are digital. The first one is DMR net that runs on 442.1. It's run by Marco, and it's on the Bergen County FM repeater, one of their repeaters. And the second one is on the is a C4FM or system fusion, and that net that I run on Tuesday nights, and I can talk more about that in a minute. Let me let it drop for a second. Okay, so the thing we're going to do, I have my DMR radio set up here, and we're going to let Marco describe it. I'm going to hold the microphone up to the DMR radio, and you'll press the microphone button. It's two-way communication. If the repeater was not within range, you'd hear a kind of a bonk. And Marco will start by describing this. It will be an analog connection to DMR, and you can see it now.
Jim, you're falling out of the repeater.
Okay. Give me 1 second to switch to another radio. Hold on.
Progressively getting worse to the point where you dropped out.
Stand by a second.
We are standing by.
Okay, I'm switching radio. Stand by.
Alrighty, we'll stand by some more.
Okay, this is WA2UMP. How do I sound now?
Other than maybe a little off frequency, you're fine. It's good enough.
Okay, not sure why I'm off frequency. That's interesting. Okay, anyway, here I'm going to press the microphone. You hear the happy tones, and we're going to try and call KC2ZMA. KC2ZMA, this is WA2UMP. And hopefully he'll answer us within a minute here.
So DMR, Kai can probably do that.
WA. KC2ZMA.
Okay, Marco's on there now. Let me let it drop a second just to make sure that everybody is copying. Okay, Marco, tell us a little bit about the net. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good evening, everybody. This is KC2ZMA. And I run a Bergen County FM Association group. DMR net. Every Thursday, it's running from 7:30 to 8:30. I think I'm getting echo here on my radio here. Hold on a second. All right. And It's digital mobile radio stuff here. It's digital voice. Sounds different, obviously, than analog. The two repeaters, the PCFMA two repeaters, is this one I'm using right now, which is 444.100, which is located in Paramus. That does both hybrid, digital or analog. So you can transmit an analog or transmit digital. This repeater, along with the 443-100, the other PCFMA repeater located in Franklin Lakes, are not connected to the internet. They're standalone RF only. Internet link in with other systems and all that. So it's all by themselves. Although there's a lot of other DMR repeaters are actually connected to the network, so you know, connected to worldwide, North American repeaters on DMR, and a lot of chattering out there when they're connected. When they're standalone, there's not too much, only local stuff here. Information, my call sign, TC2ZMA at AWRL.net. Show me the email, no problems, I'll give you more information. Thank you, Jim. WA2UMP, KC2ZMA.
KC2ZMA, WA2UMP. Okay, thank you very much, Marco. And we talked earlier on the net and had lots of fun. 73 for now, and I'll let it drop here for a second. Hopefully that was something a little different, and you got a sense of what DMR is like and what it sounds like.
Okay, 73 there, Jim. Have a great night there.
What I like about it is that there's lots of activity. The radios are very inexpensive, easy to get on. You can work locally or you can work the world. And the repeaters are linked through the internet. This one's a standalone, but most of them are linked through the internet. And there are different talk groups that give you a different hierarchy. Local, which could be tri-state, northeast, North America, worldwide, or various locations like, you know, the out west or south or California or whatever. Let me let it drop a second. Okay, doesn't cost very little to get involved, and lots of fun, lots of activity. I always have a lot of fun on it. Now I'm going to let it drop a second, and I'm going to describe. I will describe the Yaesu C4FM net that I run on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Okay, again, this is WA2UMP. Okay, so there's more than one digital mode, as you know. Two of the most popular are DMR, and another one is C4FM or System Fusion. They both have their advantages and disadvantages. DMR is less expensive and there's more activity. C4FM has a little bit better voice quality, but it's a little more expensive, a little less activity. I like experimenting with both of them. The radio I have is the FT100 and has a APRS in it, and we have lots of fun with it. And, anyway, the net is on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, and I'll keep it short, and with that, let me turn it back to net control.
Hey, very good, Jim and Marco, WA2UMP, W2TTT, K2BAR. Very good. One thing I did notice recently was that the both Fusion and DMR both seemed to be able to punch through when FM was actually on the edge of spottiness, so I thought that was interesting. At two separate occasions on two different repeaters where that was the case. And it was particularly dramatic in the Fusion case. I think it was on this repeater. The person popped into digital, and boy, I think it was you, might have been Jim, a week or so ago. Very impressive. All right, anybody have any questions about this?
Yeah, I got a question.
remind me what your name is?
This is Artie in Clifton. How you doing? Good evening to the net.
I think if you keep your deviation down, I think you're right. It probably would be a an interesting contest, but point taken. I'm just reporting what I observed. Because instead of a 15 kilohertz carrier, I had a 6 kilohertz carrier, and I wasn't really surprised that it was all that different. It was that much different, but it was. But, you know, if you keep your deviation down, yeah, I think that would work just fine. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to comment on to Artie.
Right ahead.
Yeah, okay, Artie. Yeah, we talked on 446 last week, if you recalled, and you do have a great signal on Simplex. I think you were in Paramus when we talked. But my own observations that DMR, and I think Fusion also, is just ever so slightly better into the noise, and I've run experiments where it's barely intelligible on going in and out on Simplex. You switch over to digital, and it's better. Now, there's no magic, but since you have error correction, it's better. So you have a really good signal out of, I think you said Paramus, and it would be ever so slightly better. I'd be willing to bet up to 25 cents it would. Back to net control.
Alrighty. Very good. Yeah, well, the error correction does account for something. The narrower bandwidth certainly does, too. Very good. Anybody else have questions or comments?
K2, TRW with comments.
Mr. Guy.
Yeah, the phenomenon that's being observed is most likely attributed to processing gain, and I think that was in the talk that I gave the other night at the Barra meeting. Back to net, K2, TRW.
Okay, do you want to explain processing gain a bit?
Yeah, processing gain is the phenomena where the combined error detection, error correction, all that yields to a equivalent boost in signal gain. So let's say if you had analog signal, all that digital signal, all that signal processing would be done in one's ear going into one's brain, whereas the processing gain that's done by the radio because of the error checking and error correction, it's as if you took a conventional signal and you boosted that, let's say, 4 to 6 dB. So, if anyone can better express that, I'm all ears. Back to that.
All right, very good, very good. Anybody else have any comments?
Will.
Go ahead, Artie.
I'm just wondering why everyone's so hung up on digital. Everyone buys the digital radio, and when I go on digital and listen, I never hear anyone. I've bought a Fusion radio. I bought the DMR radio. I've bought a D-Star radio. Everyone always ends up back on analog. I was just wondering why everyone is, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel here. I mean, we got digital error correction, things to worry about, you know, do I hit the repeater good enough? I mean, if you have analog, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. And I'm not to knock anything. I'm just saying that everybody always ends up on analog. That's my thing.
Well, I don't think we're using the digital. I apologize. I don't know how much of that went off into space, but in any case, you know, there are groups that are much more creative. We tend to what I call implement digital in hobble mode. Well, we'll go halfway into the pool. But we'll actually never go swimming. So that's pretty much why what you see already. Although some of us are starting to do stuff. It's also good for digital networking, you know, using the internet as a backhaul. A lot of people have hotspots that they put up, and they're operating in those modes, so, you know, to make up for the fact that there's no internet coverage, it's hot networking their favorite repeater. Anybody else?
82 AMI.
For two stations, Tony first.
People who have never seen Kai's presentation, it is on the Barrow website. It's a little bit hard to find because we don't have endless sources, but if you go to the Barrow website, and on the toolbar, partway down the screen, is the word resources. And if you click on resources, there's a drop-down menu that says presentations. And on the presentations, you'll find K2DMR, and you'll find Kai's complete presentation is a PowerPoint presentation. If people would like to become more familiar with what was presented by Kai a couple weeks ago at Barra, or I understand he's presented at at the Fairland meeting too. Any questions, let me know.
AKTBR, very good, Tony. That's a good suggestion. Anybody, who was the station underneath Tony who lost in that attempt? Marco, go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike Gordon. Good evening, everybody. This is KC2ZMA. You heard me on the digital side of things. Just a comment, what Artie was saying there. Artie, you know, there is advantages and disadvantages of digital RF or analog RF. A couple examples I'll give you that one might be sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes superior to the other. For example, on 442-900, which is the sister station of this repeater here, if I'm on my HT in my apartment complex, I've become really noisy transmitting on 442-900. But on full quieting on digital side of things, that's just one example of sometimes digital getting through better analog at times. The 444.100 repeater, for example, in Paramus, located in Paramus, I had a conversation with somebody on digital, DMR, all the way from West Nyack, where I work, all the way down to my home QTH is in Oradell, New Jersey. So I had a constant QSO on digital side without missing a beat, all the way there, all the way coming back, my commute home. On the analog side of things, on that repeater, I'll be dropping out 1,000 times. Won't be able to hold a conversation. It'll become extremely noisy and so. And also, there's obviously other repeaters are built better than others, 442-000, for example. So there is, to Artie's comment about, you know, just a comment of what digital and analog. In my car, I always go back to analog. I'm always on the analog side of things. So I do a lot of digital stuff, but then again, I fall back in analog. So not to bash anything, analog or digital, make something better than the other, but there are advantages and disadvantages between analog and digital. That's just my comment there. Nothing more said. I gotta get ready to go to sleep soon. But just wanted to make that comment out. That's all. Back to you there, Gordon. KC2ZMA.
Okay, I mean, we can all get into this conversation about performance and, you know, the cases where one works better than the other. I think the thing that will ultimately get people interested and involved in digital operations, if they can do something that they can't do with analog or do as well with analog in the way of a modality, transferring data, doing imagery, simultaneous data voice, and, you know, let's face it, the there are those options in particular DMR and Fusion to do those kinds of things. So, you know, it's something to give consideration to. All right, anybody else?
Yeah, I got a follow-up to this thing, T2OL.
Glad we got that out there, but just reference the 443-100 and the 444-100 machines are DMR capable as well as FM. And this repeater and its brother 442-900 are fusion capable as well as FM. None are networked, but they are here. There's also all sorts of digital gadgets, and gosh, Marco, I hope you bring some on Sunday, you know, for your maybe a little hotspot with a cellular uplink or something. Maybe I can provide an interface if you don't have a cellular interface to provide a network uplink. That would be very cool to demonstrate how they how you can get on some of these digital networks with an HT and a little hotspot and wander about your house or your car or whatever and then use the internet as a backbone. That's pretty cool too. So, you know, you and others might want to bring that kind of stuff on Sunday. Anyway, just a reminder that Barra has their meeting. It's a show and tell meeting on Sunday. Come early, come often, and it should be fun. And, of course, Fairlawn has their meeting at the Senior Center tomorrow. It's where we have the auction, folks, just for reference, because our talks are going to be interesting and might run a little late tomorrow. We'll see. But, anyway, we just found a skunk on Route 3. So anyway, anybody else have any topics they want to raise or anything else before we secure?
I got a comment to ZMA.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering why, I mean, we're hams, right? We're supposed to have, like, you know, all the cutting-edge stuff, right? How come we don't have, I mean, I know ICOM has a 1.2 gigahertz digital radio, but, which comes pretty close, but how come we don't have, like, gigabits in data on any of these radio modes? You got D-Star, you got DMR, you got Fusion. Fusion, I think, is the best, but you know, as far as clarity, the way it sounds pretty better than, it sounds close to CD, it sounds better than, you know, if you're running a wide mode. But how come we don't have a digital mode where we can run internet off our radios? We got packet. We got packet radio. We got 9600 board, and we got 1200 board. That's it. How come we're not cutting edge?
Well, K2OL, K2BR, I think you kind of missed that. There's mesh networks, BBHN, you know, the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network implementations. We've taken essentially half-watt and one-watt transceivers at 900 megs, 2400 megs, 3300 megs, and 5.7 gigs or 5700 megs, and built mesh networks. In fact, we have a node right above you in Clifton that is both on 900 and on 2.4. It's right on the hill above your head that would allow you to network very nicely at you know, really solid fast speeds in the megabit range. Over.
Yeah, I was wondering what do you need to implement this, in other words, to use it, and what do you need to I mean, what would be the speeds, and could it be used mobile, or do you have to be stationary or in a specific spot?
Well, you can use it mobile. Its range is, you know, it's function of our hilltops and deployments, and that's been limited because we do have trouble getting on mountains. Like any other repeater, we have. Come on, jeez. I went over and a guy cut into my lane just because he could. anyway, absolutely, but, you know, one of those transceivers, you know, the Ubiquiti transceivers, it's like a rocket or an M2 nanostation or an M900, and you are good to go. You just have to get it up in the air and point it toward the mountain, and you should be in good shape. And, you know, some of us have phones on the network, and some of us have conference bridges and data servers and things like that. We have internet gateways as well, but fundamentally, the game plan is to operate without the benefit of the internet. So, that might answer your question. We'll talk more about that next week, I guess. K2OOL, K2BAR.
KC2MMC.
K2MMC, you have a comment?
I'm just listening to you, guys up here. So good evening.
Okay, welcome to the net. Okay, anybody else? All right, K2OOL, you have anything you want to add?
No, I'm K2OOL, Opto Online. I mean, if you get a chance, if you can tell me, you know, send me an email or something where I could get the equipment to check out these notes or maybe the information or something like that. It's a little staticky tonight. I don't know, maybe it's just atmospheric disturbances or whatever. But pretty cool. I am definitely interested in checking out the data network that you're talking about. It would be nice to do a little experimentation with that. K2OOL.
Okay. Shoot me an email at my call sign, whiskey2tangotangotango@arrl.net. And the other thing you can do is you can check out the website, www.aredn, Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, A-R-E, like the word R, D-N, like abbreviation for down, .org.
Copy that.
Okay. All right, send me an email and look at that stuff, and you'll see some really interesting stuff. But Ubiquiti's are pretty good. Before you go buy anything, talk to us, which we definitely have some preferences to help you out. There's also another station in Clifton because of his building situation. He's got a good location, but he's got a little blind to the note up on the mountain. I suspect you're not anywhere. I think you are. So you definitely have somebody else to network with right in your own town. Trying to get people, you know, doing that kind of thing. That would be awesome. Alrighty. So I'm going to close the net at this time. Look forward to seeing many of you tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Senior Center. And then Saturday for the Fairlawn Special Event Station at the Shack. The Community Center on Saturday from 12 to 4. And of course, on Sunday night, the Barron meeting at the Township of Washington Senior Center in the Municipal Building for show and tell night. That should be an awesome weekend. Look forward to seeing you all. Thank you all for participating, and I wish you a good night. Thank you to the Irish Radio Company, Senator Peter, and you for your excellent participation tonight. This is KGBAR, W2TDD, returning the repeat, normal amateur radio U 73.
Big signal on the input, by the way.
I'm in Union City up on the heights, W2TDD. Thanks. And by the way, I'm mobile. I live in Berkeley, but I'm driving my son home. 73W2TDD.
Gordon, did you get my email? The cold plug, KC2ZMA.
Yes, I did, but I was having some email problems earlier in the week with Marco, but yes, it did arrive. I did notice it. I just haven't had a chance to catch up with all the email. Thank you very much.
problem, no problem. Let me know if you need more help. I'll see if I can make it there on Sunday and bring some stuff there. Have a good evening there. And Artie, have a good evening. What else did I hear? I heard Kai, Noel. I don't know who else is in here, though. But everybody else have a great evening. KC2ZMA.
73W2CCC, sir.
KD2FIU. W2TTT, KD2FIU.
KD2FIU, W2TTT.
I was ready to jump in and talk about something, and the repeater died. And then I took off and did something else, figuring, okay, let's let the repeater come back, and everybody was gone.
We had a nice conversation. It it didn't die. It timed out. And there was 10 minutes more of conversation, so I don't know how long you left for, George, but it was back for quite a while, so don't panic. Anyway, look, I gotta run. I gotta kind of navigate here, but it was nice having you on the net tonight, and I'm sorry we didn't talk more, but we'll be back next week for fun and games. And always remember the ComSec group, Yahoo group, as a good way to distribute your questions and get answers and, you know, get some ideas out, too, in between that. KD2FIU, W2TTT, 73.
Thank you for coming back, Gordon. And I was getting into, if we're going to talk digital, let's talk more specific about emission modes and the composition of them. I think people will learn a lot more from it. Anyhow, catch you later, my friend Gordon, KD2FIU 73 to W2TTT.